Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, sister.
Hello there, sister. What a fun way to start this episode.
I thought I'd mix it up.
Yeah, for those of you who don't realize, we are sisters.
Well, I think that's obvious.
Yes, but more obvious now. Well, sister, we are excited to bring you all an episode today, and we're going to be talking about the top like three books that we're most looking forward to releasing soon-ish. I don't know how far in advance you looked at. I looked at just the next like couple months or so.
So did I. Yep. I think I got into the summer because usually when we hit summertime, we like to do a halfway mark. We like to talk about so how we're feeling about the books that have come out, the things that we've read, and then what we're looking forward to in the latter half of the year. So my three stop like sometime in June.
Okay. So same. I'm wondering if we have some crossovers.
We have the same. I'm sure we have probably exactly the same, which is hilarious. If it's not exactly the same, I'm sure there's one that one of us forgot about or something like that.
Yeah, so it's got to be something like that. So would you like to start us off? I have the information I have is the author, the book, and then when it comes out, and then obviously like the description. Okay, great.
But I don't have the description, so feel free to bring a description in if we do have the same. If not, I can obviously easily pull it up. But I was also kind of thinking about, so for me with some of these books that I was thinking about, it was mostly about authors. And I think we've really started to establish that, like, that is going to make or break something for us, like getting more nitpicky about what we're going to read and not just like, oh, this is someone brand new. I'm going to kind of give them a chance. Unfortunately, debuts, I appreciate you. I see you, but unless it's like a debut from Book of the Month, which is like what I just picked actually for Book of the Month. A lot of times I'm going to be looking for the people that I know and the people that are consistent and the people that I know is worth my time. So
yeah, because we have read too many bad books waste our time
anymore.
We've given
so many people chances. I've given you so many chances.
You know who I'm not giving a chance anymore?
Who?
Lucy Foley, not giving her a chance anymore.
She coming out.
Does she? I'm not even going to
read it. She does. Yep. So she's one of those people where it's like, you know, you've had a couple good hits, but you can't hit everything.
Okay,
so,
but the title actually sounds good. The Midnight Feast.
I know.
But actually, I'll wait and see what people think.
There's also like an Alex Finley, I think, that's coming out. There's quite a few where it's like authors that are like, if I could talk like the Gen Zers, mid. Is that like a thing?
Yeah.
they're like mid. Can you tell me what does bet mean? What is that? Bet.
You know what? I have no idea.
I saw that on like a high schooler's sweatshirt the other day. B-E-T-T, bet. And I'm like, what?
Two T's? Two T's?
Yeah.
I always assumed it was one T and I thought
I think it's like a thing.
Like, I always thought it was like, bet you can't do that. Like, bet, like,
no. I think it's like cool or awesome. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I have no clue, though.
Do you know what Riz means?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I do.
You do.
Yes. It's, I do know what this means. It's short for something.
It is.
Riz. Hold on. Charisma.
Yeah. Yeah. I only recently, and you know what? I was talking about this at work the other day, and the person I told this to was like, do not tell anybody this. But I told my coworker that for the longest time, I didn't know what fit meant. Like fit check?
Fit?
Yeah.
What is, like, oh, outfit.
Outfit. It yeah. took me so long to know what fit meant, and she literally was like, you should not tell anybody that.
There's only another one that I feel somewhat comfortable using. There's only two slangs that I feel comfortable using. One is sus.
Okay.
And then one is vibe.
Vibe. Those are okay.
The only two words that I feel like that is. Yeah, but I recently started saying bop again, but I think that's old.
What a bop.
So I don't want to say it anymore. Old. Yeah, it's dumb.
Oh my
anyway,
gosh.
We're not talking about how old we are. We're talking about new books, but old authors. What?
Yes. So. Yeah. Things that we vibe with, authors that usually put out bops.
Oh my goodness. That's not accurate. Okay.
Bet.
Kidding. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so there are some authors that are more mid for me, but also books that are coming out that are very pop, like, that have already just come out or are about to come out. We've got the new Christina Lauren.
Yeah, Christina Lauren.
Lauren. We have.
Why did you say it like three times?
Because I couldn't remember if it was Laura or Lauren, because I know there's two women's names.
Yeah.
Okay, Christina Lauren. And okay. Then I also know, obviously, Leigh Bardugo's The Familiar. That's already out, which is exciting. So there's, and then like, Funny Story by Emily Henry just came out. So the ones that I picked are ones that are currently not actually released.
Same.
But there is a lot that's going on at the current moment of just like most popular coming out in the month of May or just came out in April. Like there's a lot of big people who have already released. So that's why I was like, ooh, what can I pick that is still yet to come? So I got three. My first one is in May.
Okay, same.
It's probably the same. So I have for my first one, One Perfect Couple by Ruth Ware.
Same. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Comes out May 21st.
Yes. So I actually forgot this was coming out. And then when I went on Goodreads, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, it's coming out so soon. So I can't believe it's May. Happy May, everybody.
I know. Oh, my gosh. It's this month it comes out.
I know.
That's crazy.
Wait.
Oh, my.
Today's supposed to be a love like dislike.
We just realized that at the same time.
Well, May snuck up on us, everybody. Let's just say
apparently.
That.
Well, I guess we're going to be doing our love likes dislikes next week then.
Well,
so sorry, everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably say I probably read zero last month, maybe one. Who knows?
I love how we realized that at the exact same time.
It's like, wait a second. It's already May. Wait a second.
Wait a second.
Like, or it's like Kronk where he's like, Cusco's poison. You know what I mean? Like, gets
yeah.
it. It's like, he just makes the little, he like talks, you know, and his like brain is like, yeah. and Cusco's poison. That's what
it's
called.
That's such a good impression.
It's Thank
such
you.
A good comparison, too.
So anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get love likes this like next week, everybody. We were literally like, oh, what should we talk about? Oh, we've got all these books coming out soon.
Yeah.
May did creep what? Up on us.
What?
Yeah. So this book does come out this month of May.
Woohoo. May 21st. And Mad, would you want to give a little synopsis of just like what the book is about? You don't have to read the whole description, but if you could maybe pull a couple things out of it or just give a good rough idea, because I know for me, when it comes to these authors, like I've said before, a lot of times the story I don't care about as much because I just want to know the author. I want to read the author's work. But maybe that kind of harkens back to like the debut stuff for some authors that are more mid or authors that are newer. I do actually like to read the synopsis and I like to kind of get a feel for, am I going to give this a chance based on if I think the plot sounds interesting or whatnot. But with these specific authors that I have from my list are people that have been very consistent and people that I trust. And I'm just like, I don't care what the story is about. So
they're
tell
an
me
auto
without
buy.
Telling me.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell
so
me
I'll
without
just,
telling me.
It has like on Goodreads, there's a book description where it's like it's got kind of like a little like snippet like thing that you'd get like on Book of the Month, and then there's a bigger description, so I'm just going to read the little snippet. So it says, hearkening to Agatha Christie's classic And Then There Were None.
You're this kidding. I'm done already. Say no more.
I know, right? I know. Me too. Oh my gosh. Oh, at the new library I'm at, they have a whole section of Agatha Christie, and I was
love it.
I know. It says this high tension and ingenious thriller follows five couples trapped on a storm swept island as a killer stalks among them.
Ooh, I love it.
I love
it. Now, we don't know, is the killer a single person that's like actually just the killer, or is the killer one of the perfect couples?
I have no idea.
One of the couple people. Well, if it's like, and then there were none, I won't tell anything. If you've not read that book, you need to read it.
But it's, you know, it's five couples, which means it is 10 people. Just like, and then there were none.
Yes, 10 people. But this makes me think of two, which is, this is going to be so much better. But when Rachel Hawkins, unfortunately, tried to
And then there were none. On an island.
And no one caught that. Like, I like read it and I was like, what? That was supposed. No, like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because dang it, I can't say a spoiler. Because something that's really important about And Then There Were None doesn't happen at the end of her book.
Uh-huh.
So I'd be intrigued if Ruth Ware really sticks through and keeps that specific,
I know, I'd be so interested as well.
Trope all the way through.
Because I can't remember if we compared this one to it or if it was actually compared to it, but she has written another like locked, like room, people are dying book.
One by one,
which I, you know, with the title One by One, you're also like, this could be And Then There Were None, although it didn't, just like the book And Then There Were None, didn't commit all the way. So yes, it'll be very interesting to see how closely this relates to it. And I will say, if anybody really likes And Then There Were None and wants a book that actually like is like a modern version of it, Nine Lives by Peter Swanson is 100% that book.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But maybe we'll say Ruth Ware's. Maybe we'll say that hers is the new modern. We'll have to see.
We'll see. But that one for sure, like, is if you really like And Then There Were None, you would really like Nine Lives. But I'm excited about this one, even just reading that little snippet.
Okay, so what is your second book on the list, obviously, because that was your first.
Yes. So my second book on the list, going chronologically, is Allie Hazelwood, Not in Love, coming out on June 11th.
I have a book coming out on June 11th that is not an Allie Hazelwood.
Oh my. Okay, so I will talk about the Allie Hazelwood first. And very similar to what you said, she's an author where I love what she does so much that I do not even care what the plot is. I'm going to read it.
Funny thing is, mine is also like a romance book. So that's hilarious.
No way.
June 11th is like romance book day.
Okay, apparently. But Allie Hazelwood always just kind of does romance mixed with like STEM, because she is a writer, but she's also like, I think like a physicist.
Is she a chemist or something?
She's something. She
does she do science, or does she just make up her fiction?
No, she does science. Yes. She's got like let me look it up. She's got a degree in something. I think it's like she's like a neurophysicist or something like that. Degree. I'm Googling. PhD in neuroscience. Call it.
Mm.
So she's Dr. Allie Hazelwood, which also Hazelwood's not her real last name.
I love that.
Yeah. Hazelwood is actually just what her last name is in English. No. She's from Italy, and her last name is the Italian. Yeah, it's the Italian word for Hazelwood. That's her last name.
I never pictured her so esteemed. I always pictured her as like this girl that just loved fan fiction and just wrote all these fan fiction.
Well, I mean, she is also that way, but she's this really smart Italian lady.
I had no clue. Good for her. Let's go, Allie.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what her actual name is. I mean, it's Allie whatever Hazelwood is in Italian.
In Italian. So, well, look at that. Don't go stalk her, anybody.
Yeah, don't do that. she's like, on her about, it says, I'm originally from Italy, lived in Japan and Germany, and eventually moved to the U.S. to pursue a PhD in neuroscience. So she, fancy. Anyway, I love the way, I will make this criticism. I will make this one criticism about Allie Hazelwood books.
Everything's different.
Yes. So because her books are based off of her fan fictions of, I don't even know the girl's name from Star Wars, and Kylo Ren.
All of hers are about that?
All of them are based off of that.
Rey.
So like, what's that? Rey. Thank you. Rey and Kylo Ren fan fiction is what all of her stuff is based off of.
Whoa.
Or inspired by. It's not as obvious in some of her novels because she has branched, and they, I think her first one is like very much taken from a full fan fiction that she wrote, and the other ones are more just like inspired by.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she wrote a series of novellas that mm-hmm. I have read, and I read them back to back, and they are all based off of like short little fanfics that she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very obvious. And this was my only criticism. That was the last thing I read of hers, was those little novellas. That's my only criticism, is because the way that the novellas are written, all of the main girls are friends. Like, they like went to school together, and they're like all best friends and stuff like that. But they like interact at some points in the different novellas. But the hard thing that's so frustrating for me, which is like a very, very minor in the grand scheme of things, but like besides hair color differences and length, they're virtually all physically the same girl. They're all very small and petite with like no boobs, and the guys that they're with are all super tall and manly and muscular, which is something that a lot of people like as a trope in general, but it's based specifically off of Rey and Kylo Ren. All of her characters are like this. So it doesn't really bother me very much in the actual individual novels because they're the only couple. But it was
just like the through line between them all.
Yeah, it was very obvious in the novella where it was like there was this one moment like the three girls were like waiting at like an airport or whatever. And they were all like described like the same as like being really short and small and all of them together. And I was like, you couldn't have made like a little bit of diversity of when I came to this group of friends, like make one taller or something. But that was just my one thing where I was like, this feels so unrealistic to have all these people who are very structurally the same then get with people who are all very structurally the same. I don't know. It bothered me. So that's my only criticism, is I wish she was a little bit more diverse in the way that she wrote these couples, because eventually they just become the same. However, despite that, I love her writing in general. I love that it mixes more STEM, like serious conversations in STEM, especially when it comes to being a woman in STEM, because it comes a lot based off of her personal experiences. And so not only does she have romance in there, but she also has like some serious situations that women have experienced in STEM about like their research not being taken seriously, or being stolen by other colleagues, or being like, being at risk for sexual harassment for being one of the only women in the workplace. And so I really appreciate that she does take that extra step to talk about some of those more serious topics, as well as the romances are fun and lighthearted. So other than that stuff. So I'm excited about Not in Love. And the description is, a forbidden secret affair proves that all's fair in love and science. Ruth Siebert might not have it all, but she has enough. A few friends she can count on, the financial stability she yearned for as a kid, and a successful career as a biotech engineer at Klein, one of the most promising startups in the field of food science. Her work is stable, pleasant, and hard-fought, until a hostile takeover and its offensively attractive frontman threatens to bring it all crumbling down. So it's very similar to her other novels, but it's kind of like an enemies to lovers situation, which is one of my favorite tropes ever. So I will accept it. I will accept that all of her books are pretty much the same with slightly different plot points. But yeah, that's just my one criticism, is just I wish that the people were a little bit different. I guess I wish I could see myself in them in the way that I can in other romance novels, because I know going into her books, I'm never going to read a book about someone that looks like me. Not that I'm not, you know, I don't know. It's just like, I'm not tiny and short and small and petite and cutesy and like a little pixie person. And not that that's really important, but it's just one of those things where I'm like, oh, okay. When I open an Allie Hazelwood book, I am truly transporting myself into a fantasy world of these two very attractive, stereotypical people falling in love in science, which is fun in its own ways, but can get tiring after a while. But no matter what, I'm still going to buy it, and I'm very excited for it. So take all those criticisms with a grain of salt.
All righty. Wowzers.
Yes, wow. That was a really long thing of me talking. So Haley, you tell us about what romance are you most looking forward to that comes out on June 11th as well?
Yes, there's the new Ellen Hildebrand Swan nice. Song. This is the last, it says in the grand finale of her Nantucket series. So it makes me sad, but I'm so excited. I, again, don't even know what it's about, but anytime I see her, I'm like, yes, please. And I just literally take it. And we've talked before about my regrets of not getting her book. And then I have to wait until I can go get it. And then as soon as I get it, I put everything else on hold and just read it immediately. And I'm also very excited now that you have joined me in this endeavor, because I have been enjoying them for like quite a few years. And I think you just wrote them off, or you were just kind of like, I don't know. And then eventually, which one did you read? Hotel Nantucket? Or
I read
the Five Star Weekend first. Like that?
Yeah, I read that one first, and then I read Hotel Nantucket.
Yeah, that's kind of kickstarted it for you. So you have quite a few to catch up on. There's a really good trilogy in there as well that's also Nantucket based. But anyway, so I'm really, really excited to read that one coming out. And obviously Swan Song is kind of like, you know, like your last hurrah. It's like your farewell song. So I'm sure she's trying to close the chapter on these characters that she's built and developed, you know, especially from someone who that is like, I think where she grew up or where she lives right now.
I think she lives there. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just obviously close to home. So I'd be intrigued to see kind of where she goes from here after she's done with this book comes out, and then what she's maybe working on in the future. But she is someone that, like, every time I see that she's got something coming out, I really get excited about it. And so, yes, this is definitely on my list.
And she's got a really big backlog, too, that if you haven't read a lot of her books, you got a lot to work with.
Yes, they're just, and you can devour them. Like, they're so easy to read. They are, like, they do have some of those fun romance tropes, but they also deal with a lot more serious stuff, too. Like, I think she has a really good balance, but, like, the way she writes is different than in Emily Henry, where she also tries to do something like that. But like, I feel like Ellen is a little bit more like, hey, I feel like she's a little bit more like, shoot, hold on. I just totally lost my train of thought. She's a little bit more like, lighthearted in how she like tries to approach things, which I think is really beneficial.
Yeah. I like that. All right, so can I assume that we have the same third book?
Yeah, probably, for sure.
Okay, does your book come out on June 18th?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the last book to discuss, and also I was assuming you weren't going to talk about what the plot is of this book, because I think it's part of a series, right? So, like, I assume you weren't going to. What? Yeah, the Swan Song one.
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't going to say
anything. Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't want to, because a lot of times too, she kind of does a thing like what you said with Allie Hazelwood, where it's like the people on the island and characters that you're kind of familiar with, or people that you've heard about and stuff like that. So I honestly haven't even read the full description. I just know that it's the grand finale of this season of her series. I think it's the fifth one, and it's also going to be talking about a specific character that we've probably already met before, and something that's going on in their personal life. So we get a glimpse of what's going on for them, and gonna see how she beautifully closes that chapter. So
yeah, very exciting. Okay, so,
and I know nothing about this one too. I know zero.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this one either. Literally, you guys, when we say like these are just like auto buy authors, and we don't know what that, I mean, we bought Close to Death by Anthony Horowitz. Well, we got it, we asked for it for our birthdays or whatever, and like literally didn't know what it was about until we were reading about it for the episode yesterday.
That's so, how I felt or about, last week. How to Sell a Haunted House. We were reading that book, and we were like Grady Hendrix. Like, oh, it's going to be really good. And then you're like,
puppets.
Yeah, you're like, crap. I had no clue this was in there.
Does Grady have another book coming out?
I haven't looked.
All right. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, so yeah, so I feel like we just do stuff like that all the time, where it's like, I just see you. I see you have a book coming out. I don't even care what it is. Like, I think I did that with Ruth Ware last year or something like that. I like sat down on my porch and started to read, and I was like, oh, this is what it's about. Okay. Like, I just like, as I was diving into the story, I just discovered what it was, which I think a lot of times, and we've talked about this so many times, but like a lot of times I think that is something that can be really fun if you trust the author. Yes. But I think it can also be dangerous if you are kind of experimenting, you don't know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Take don't that with do a grain of salt. Don't do that if you're reading the Lincoln Highway, because you would be sorely disappointed. I can tell you from personal experience. But yeah, otherwise, yeah. Trusted authors, not knowing about it. Very good. So let me just get it out in the open. We're talking about Middle of the Night by Riley Sager. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So both.
So what's
two out
a
of the
good
three.
Thing?
Two out of the three. What's it about?
Yes. Give like a little baby. Like I said, tell me without telling me. Let's see if there's anything there.
In the latest jaw-dropping thriller from New York Times bestselling author Riley Sager, a man must contend with the long-ago disappearance of his childhood best friend and the dark secrets lurking just beyond the safe confines of his picture-perfect neighborhood.
Okay, that's it. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, uh-huh. I know. We're ready.
That sounds awesome.
Give it to us.
Wait,
June 18th.
What is that book? Wait. Is this the one we read that we talked about this?
Did we?
Man, we talked about this, didn't we?
When?
We were reading it and we were like, this doesn't sound like, oh, no. This is similar to the next Benjamin Stevenson.
Is it?
Because it's like a neighborhood and someone's in the neighborhood, but then.
It's similar to the Anthony Horowitz one.
Oh, yes. Anthony
yeah.
Horowitz.
Like the fancy neighborhood.
Yeah, fancy mm-hmm. neighborhood, and then someone dies, but everyone really hated him. But I don't know if that's what happened here. But again, a neighborhood
so.
Community, something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I think the next Benjamin Stevenson one is like Christmas themed.
Yeah.
But yeah, look at this neighborhood. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody got to live somewhere. So, but
We've been talking so much about the specific tropes that keep coming up this year, and there's like a handful that we keep seeing.
There is. Like the freaking person telling the story to an older person.
Oh,
what book?
Yes.
What book is coming out that's like that? That we're like, wow, it's just like all these other ones. What one's coming out that's like that?
I think it's The Good Bad Girl, isn't it?
No, it's not. Well, it definitely Good Bad Girl isn't like that.
No.
There was something. There was one where we were like, oh my gosh, this always keeps happening.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's like the one about music. The person in a band, like an older person that was like in a band.
Oh, yeah.
What book is that?
I don't remember either.
Yep. We'll figure it out. It's probably in our want to reads somewhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the books that we are most looking forward to coming out in the next few weeks, honestly, next like 6 weeks or so. And next week we will be doing our love likes dislikes.
Mm-hmm. But then that means the week after that will have to be the Good Bad Girl review. So
yes,
we're kind of pushing ourselves back unintentionally.
Yes. Yeah. Whoops. For sure. Well, because in my head I was like, oh, we need something for this week because next week's going to be the review. And then I just, forgot that of the changing of the month.
Yep, that does happen.
Yes. Okay, so Haley, what are you? Oh, it's the AJ Finn one. The end of story.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because it's the guy he like goes and lives in the maybe it's not
yeah
music.
Yeah yeah.
I thought maybe there was something music in it,
but
like
again, it's
the guy
about,
goes and lives
yeah.
in the person's house, and like the mm-hmm. the guy's like previous like wife and child went missing or whatever.
Oh
or
yeah,
died
yeah,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one the trope that we've been talking about. Okay. Moving on. Are we reading the same book right now?
Yes. Good Bad Girl by Alice Feeney.
Yes. How far are you into it?
I'm an okay amount. Not as far as you. Did you finish it?
I haven't finished it yet. That's my goal for today. My goal today is to finish it.
Okay, my goal is to have it finished sometime next week.
Okay.
Because our mother is supposed to come visit us this weekend.
Oh.
And I might be going to an event. I'm not sure yet. So
the
free time that I normally have.
Hey, maybe you could just get our mother to watch her children so you can finish reading it.
I can.
Whatever. You're like, I get it because you want to spend time with your children.
I'm kind of like double booked for the weekend, so I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. So I can't triple book myself.
That's fair. That's fair.
And I have an exam tomorrow. And then after that, I am free as a bird next week. So I should be able to get a good amount of reading done. I'm excited have like 1 week where I have like only one thing to do, which is literally never happens ever.
I literally keep telling my husband, I'm like, I cannot wait until vacation because we're going on a, the two of us are going on a back-to-back family vacation, one with his family and then immediately going on a, like a little vacation with our family. And I literally just cannot wait. That's all I'm thinking about. I'm not even thinking about like, you know, when can I only have to do one thing? I'm literally like, when can I just vacation? Mm-hmm. And I'm not even as busy as you are. So.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally reading, beach. That's all we're going to do. I can't wait. Okay. Yeah, I guess we don't have to go into, we just said what we were reading right now. So I hope you guys enjoyed this different, what would that was supposed to be book, episode this week, but, we will give you your LLDs next week. I know you guys are clamoring for them.
Well, we what did even, Maddie read? Yeah.
What did Haley not?
Yeah. Right. No, I think depending on, how fast I can get this book read. If you are the only one that has any books from the month of April, let's just talk about that at the top of next week and then we'll dive into a good bad girl. Yes, exactly.
Did you literally read no books in the month of April?
I don't know. I'm going to have to look.
You're going to look.
I have no clue.
I feel like you had to have read at least one.
Right? I don't think I did.
What, did you finish Dune?
I had my boards exam. No, did you I've got like
eight. Oh. Then maybe you did, because I know that you were, that's pretty much what you've been listening to and not reading anything.
Yeah, I had my boards.
Yeah, I don't know if you read anything, dog.
I don't think I did.
Okay, well then, next week maybe a little combo. You'll get there. You'll get books finished. Look, you're reading the book right now. Oh no, I decided to look at your 2024 reading challenge. Did you finish the Heiress in
yes,
April?
In March.
In March?
So nothing. Okay. Yeah, so I have nothing. Zero.
Oh no.
Well, that'll be easy for us next week. That's okay.
Oh no. That's okay. I've read almost 30 more books than you this year.
That's okay. You have way more free time than me.
I do for now. I'm 15 books ahead of schedule.
Good job.
Thank you. All right. I'll let you go. I know you need to eat your lunch as well during this hour. I'm excited to hear your thoughts on Good Bad Girl as we talk about that next week. Thank you guys so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.